everyone. My name is Ron Kanzler, and welcome to Disciple Making Church Podcast. I'm joined here with Ken Adams, the director and founder of Impact Ministries and the lead pastor of Crossroads Church. We are so glad you decided to join us for this, Ken, this very first podcast for the year.
It's number one, baby. It's the first one.
So Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you,
man. Yeah. So it's an exciting time.
Great year, man.
It's fantastic. And so hopefully you're doing like a lot of us. You are beginning to think about what does this new year look like and making some decisions about, you know, how are you going to spend your time, your treasure, your talent, those things. And today, really, Ken, I think we're going to focus in, I think, on something that we can agree, hopefully everybody will agree, is well worth our time.
Yeah, I really agree with that. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about today. We're going to talk about an event that we do in January. We've been doing it now for 5 years, and it's called the Disciple Making Summit.
Yep.
And Ron, I'm just telling you, man, it is going to be a great opportunity for pastors, teachers, leaders, church members that really have a heart to figure out how to make the church a movement of multiplying disciples. They're going to want to be a part of this. And we're going to take our time today just letting everybody kind of know what to expect, how it works, how to get connected, and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, so if you're new to this podcast, we really are focused at Impact, at our church as well, but especially at Impact Ministries, about helping churches become disciple-making movements. And one of the key pieces every single year, Ken, is this summit.
Yes, it is.
And so we're going to unpack that a little bit. So if you're brand new, we're glad you're here. If you're watching this, we want to encourage you to join us on this episode and the ones in the future. But today, Ken, let's talk a little bit about, you know, why did this start? What is the importance of starting this thing?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, good place to start. And, you know, it's funny, man, because actually, the way we started this conference, because one of the things a lot of times you think, why do we need another conference, right?
Sure.
But years ago, I used to go to a conference. It was an incredible conference. I think they still do it, but it's called the Leadership Summit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I learned a lot and I grew a lot there. But every time I would go, Ron, I would always think to myself, well, if the best leadership comes out of discipleship, then where is the disciple-making summit?
Yeah.
And so I knew at that point, this is years ago, I knew at that point that there was going to be a need for a place for people really all around the world to be able to come, hear some of the best teaching on disciple-making that actually comes out of the life of Christ.
Okay.
And so it kind of started that way, and we really just felt like there needed to be. And at that time, believe it or not, there were actually some conferences that were being held around the country on disciple making. Now, as time went on, a lot of those conferences sort of ceased to exist and they were no longer being held. And so I felt like that, first of all, as a pastor of Crossroads Church, that our people needed to be equipped and trained in disciple making.
Sure.
And then if other people could benefit from it, then it'd be worth our time to do. So that's where it started. We started it about 5 years ago. Our very first one was it just went so well. We knew we needed to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And so we're super stoked about this year. And it seems to just be growing every year. And hopefully a lot of people will want to come and be a part of that.
Yeah, I love it. You mentioned our church. What's great is that we aren't just it's not just a philosophical talk about ideas about discipleship. It's about disciple making, and maybe that's a new term for you. Can I encourage you that the focus of this conference really will help you to understand how discipleship really fits inside of the process of disciple making?
That's and it really includes evangelism and discipleship.
That's exactly right. And so, which really leads us to a lot of what's going to happen this week, that weekend. By the way, I mean, it's, what are the dates again? It's January.
So it's going to be January the 31st. Yep. It starts on a Friday.
That's right.
And then it's going to be continuing on Saturday, February the 1st. And of course, we have a Saturday night service at our church. So it'll wrap up around 3 o'clock, 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. But it's a 2-day event that would be well worth your time, energy, and effort, and especially a great opportunity to bring a team together.
That's right.
So that you're learning together, even just on your, if you're coming from out of town, just on the trip itself, you'll get some great community just being together while you're learning at the same time.
Yeah, so Ken, it's not something new. It's been a little more elevated this year, thus the name, right? So Elevate Workshops. And yeah. So on Friday all day, there is a fantastic opportunity you do not want to miss to come and get some